The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey, we've got a list of things that completely disgust people at first glance. Just disgusted by it. And we'll see where you fall into this situation, what disgusts you in just a few minutes. And speaking of, Riggins.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were asking me a question.
No, things that disgust you is I was saying. Sorry. That was the ha-ha part of that, the attempt at the ha-ha.
Right over me. Jets and Bills, they're calling the game last night, Monday Night Football, unwatchable. Oh. People said there were it was 22 penalties during the game, making it the most penalties ever for this early in the season. 22 penalties in the game. So they said the refs made the game unwatchable. Now, you're watching the Bills, great team, I guess, but the Jets, historically, not great. So I think people were just upset that the Jets lost, Aaron Rodgers back. Yeah. It hasn't been as exciting as people thought, I guess.
Well, and he did throw a Hail Mary touchdown last night. He's big on those. Yeah, at the end of the first half. You know who invented the Hail Mary touchdown pass?
Who?
Roger Staubach. The Hall of Fame quarterback from the Dallas Cowboys played for Navy. He played for the Naval Academy.
Really?
Yeah.
And nobody had ever thrown.
Well, they had done it, but he's the one in an interview that referred to it as, you know, I just kind of threw it up with a Hail Mary. And
that makes more sense now.
And that's what caught on,
I love that. Love a little knowledge like that.
You know what I love? Stopping down the conversation for some useless trivia. That's what I love.
That's okay.
Obviously, that's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
People are going to remember Roger Staubach now. Mm-hmm. Today's National Grouch Day, and TJ gets accused of being a grouch by his wife.
Yeah.
But I don't see you as a grouch at all. I think you've got strong opinions about things. And quite honestly, positive is not very funny. You don't see a lot of like super positive people that are very funny. So, I don't think grouch is even necessarily a bad thing.
No, and she called me a grouch just last night when we were eating dinner.
Oh, really?
Because we were talking about this this criminal case. The guy's been accused of this, that, and the other, and she's going off on him. And I said, oh, yeah, that's bad. But, you know, remember, innocent until proven guilty. She goes, you think he didn't do that? And I said, well, again, our Constitution says you're innocent until proven guilty. And she goes, okay, grouchy old man.
Whoa.
What?
Dang. She got to put the old man
I said,
with it.
Yeah. And I said, okay, I really hope if I get accused of a crime that you're not on the jury.
Yeah.
Or one of our babies is on trial.
Guilty.
Right.
Guilty.
That's how I am, too. Oh, no, he just looks guilty.
Yeah, until they show the second half of the Dateline episode. Then you're like, well, now, wait a minute.
I know. Every time.
There's a new show out this week. Reba McEntire stars in. It's called Happy's Place. It's not a sequel to Reba, though. So in case you were getting real hyped up, like finally a sequel series to Reba, it's not. She said there will be some similarities, though, in it. Yeah. So I don't know if she'll still be a single mom, works two jobs. Mm.
I miss liking Reba.
Oh, you don't like her anymore? I thought you were a huge Reba fan.
I was.
Oh, things have changed.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
For political reasons. Mm.
They got to Reba, too?
They got to her.
They got
her. Not to Reba.
They got to Reba.
Reba.
They got Reba. They got Garth.
Oh,
Garth.
Okay, well, Happy's Place debuts later this week, if you're still into Reba, but maybe not. So I've got a question about lame Halloween costumes, and we'll do it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
TJ, I think it was a couple weeks ago when you were talking about the hot Halloween costume for 2024 is the sexy Ozempic pen.
Yeah.
Didn't you talk about that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you're just like a pen.
That's kind of funny.
A syringe,
A syringe that, says Ozempic on it. But I haven't seen as many of the super sexy 2024 costumes, like the sexy, I don't know, fill in the blank, sexy COVID shot or whatever, sexy ballot box. I just haven't seen that as much this year. So are sexy costumes going away?
Yeah, because our culture is at a war with beauty.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Look at commercials that they put out there now on TV. How often do you see a very attractive person in a commercial?
Everyone's ugly.
Everybody's ugly. You figure ugly people are gonna sell things. Mm-hmm. Ugly people who look weird when they run. Like that Sky Rizzy commercial where the girl's running on the beach.
Yeah. I think that every time I see it.
Not that she's ugly, but I mean, come on. If she's going to be running, make that part of the audition. Obviously, they didn't.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's see you run.
Yeah, like simple.
You're supposed to be scooping ice cream. But
is it Sky Rizzy? It's one of those psoriasis.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
So my mom used to make our Halloween costumes. I know that seems crazy now, but she would sit down and sew for weeks to make us Halloween costumes. And you just don't see that as much anymore. A bunch of lame costumes out this year. But do you think minimal effort was given to your Halloween costume, TJ, when you just put one of those cheapo masks with the rubber band on it?
Yeah, it was just like, go to Walmart and don't even get the plastic pants and shirt that go over your clothes, just the mask. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. it's like going to a fast food place and getting just the sandwich.
Yeah,
right.
Not the combo. Right.
So just the mask. And what did you use for a bag to carry your candy?
A paper grocery bag.
Really?
Yeah.
So it really was minimal effort.
Sure.
Yeah. Were other kids in the neighborhood doing the same thing, or did they have more elaborate costumes?
No, they didn't. It was pretty much the same. But you gotta realize I grew up in a small southern town where Halloween wasn't, you know, celebrated as the greatest holiday of the season like it is with godless northern people. By godless Yankees, you know. It was just a thing for the kids to go out and have a little fun one night.
Yeah, get some candy.
Yeah.
But people were sharing their lame Halloween costumes, what they've done recently, and there's a lot of them. Irene said, my lame costume, I was a Walgreens employee. While working at Walgreens, all I did was put a spider hat on. So that's pretty lame. I guess my work costume was, I was a female pig, pink jumpsuit, pig ears, pigtail, and baby bottle nipples. That after that year, costumes were banned because somebody found it offensive. Brianna said, one year I really wanted to be Hannah Montana, but the wig was extremely itchy. So my mom got the idea to go as Hannah before the glamour. So Miley Stewart, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that her name?
Yeah, Hannah with no glamour.
You're not going to be Hannah Montana. You're going to be Miley Stewart.
Mm-hmm. So people are like, who are you?
I'm Miley Stewart.
You don't recognize me?
So you've got your Halloween costume planned out, Lindsay? Everything's set?
Yep. Okay. Unfortunately, I mean, we got to do it around the kids. So
yeah, understood.
It's not sexy.
So something to look forward to. If you'd like to see it, we'll post it at TJ Riggins Show on Instagram.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Today's a special day. It's called Global Hand Washing Day. Usually I don't pay attention to things that say global.
Yeah.
You know, because that's usually not my, you know, my interest. Global whatever day. But Global Hand Washing Day.
Okay.
So 89% of Americans say they wash their hands after using the public restroom, but maybe not the private restroom.
That's probably true.
Really?
Yeah.
So then they just asked some people on that Reddit. They asked them, what is something that instantly disgusts you?
Ooh.
Number one, maggots.
Oh, yeah. Seeing a maggot.
Uh-huh. Now, I always talk about the difference in our reactions to a fly landing on us. We just shoo it away. Mm-hmm. But if a maggot landed on us, we would freak out, which is a baby fly.
Oh, really? I guess I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cockroaches was number two. Animal abuse, number three. People who mistreat others as inferior, like service employees and children and those with special needs. I don't know how that. Well, seeing someone littering is another one. Seeing someone talking or chewing with their mouth open. Seeing someone regurgitate. Bad breath, body odor. And then I don't even want to say number 10 because it's so disgusting. I think more so than maggots. It's in your nose. Okay.
Oh.
So.
Oh, that wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
To me, it is, though. That's my, really? My thing. That would probably be number one for me.
Oh, really?
You can't even say the word?
I can say it, but it's just it just seems crude.
Yeah. It is crude.
To say in mixed company.
Yeah.
But some people say, like, down on the list, dirty socks.
Dirty socks?
How does that disgust you immediately just by, you know? Do you know, Lindsay, that Rob, as soon as he walks in the house every day, steps on his socks and pulls them off and leaves them where they're lying?
And then you just
laying.
Put them on the next day?
No. But, I mean, he just leaves them.
You just leave them on the floor.
Yeah.
You don't pick them up?
Yeah.
Oh, not Rob.
Eventually,
you'll
pick them up.
I mean, yeah, that's not, I mean, yeah.
So, what's one for you, Riggins? As soon as you see it, it disgusts you.
Oh, gosh. Seeing somebody squirt mayonnaise directly onto a bite they're about to eat.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You know, on a fry, and then right in the mouth. I don't know. I like mayonnaise, and I like it on burger, but there's something about seeing them squirt it on a bite and then eat it. It's so gross to me.
Can someone squirt ketchup on a bite? Yeah. Okay, not mayonnaise.
It's something about seeing it. It's so gross.
Yeah.
You got one?
Yes. Wind? Someone that puts their fingers in their mouth, because now that I've got young kids and we're always sick, that I'm like, don't do it. Or someone else's fingers in their mouth. Yeah, I can't.
Hey. Yeah. I think mine would be long toenails.
Yeah.
You know, that's especially if they got, you know, if they're dirty.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be a good diet program for me to be on. Because every time I got ready to eat, I would just look at a picture of nasty long toenails.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So y'all know how I've been going on and on about, you know, craving a Whopper, because I haven't had a Whopper from Burger King in a long, long time. Well, I see this news about Burger King today that they are starting this promotion with Hidden Valley Ranch, where they will be giving out giant, quote unquote, tubs of ranch for dipping the burgers into, like, an entire, like, a Whopper you could just dip down in it and then eat it along the way. Mm. But the problem is that it's only in select markets for now. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, Dallas, Houston, and San Francisco. Yeah. But it's an eight-ounce tub. Now, instead of doing it by ounces, let's do it with another measurement. That is one cup of ranch. One cup of ranch.
Wow.
With your meal.
It's no tub. It's no tub. It's barely enough to dip in anything.
They shouldn't advertise a tub. Yeah.
It's a cup of ranch.
It's literally a cup of ranch.
I've never seen a cup of ranch as a side.
No.
On dipping. I've never seen that much.
Whoa. On the picture, it looks bigger than I'm sure what it actually is.
Yeah, compared to the size of the burger, so it's really not that big at all.
I don't think I could eat a cup of ranch that's not homemade, though.
Yeah. No.
I couldn't eat it. If it's just a bottled ranch.
The Whopper doesn't need a dipping sauce. No. They put enough mayonnaise to make you float.
It's dripping.
Yeah. I mean, it's for any of their things, but, I just said Whopper because that's what's been on my mind lately.
Yeah. I love a Whopper.
I do. Love them.
Wow.
But, I mean, if you really want to hit your Burger King customer base right between the eyes, I mean, a cup full of ranch.
Bing.
Well, everybody else is charging $1 for ranch at a restaurant to dip the wings in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're just giving it up.
I think they've chosen the wrong markets, though. San Francisco and Miami. I mean,
I know.
Put it in South Georgia bring it here.
Ranch.
They're not, people in Miami are not dipping, you know, stuff in ranch.
And, they got New York, LA, Chicago. Chicago, probably not. They get it in their mustache.
Yeah, right.
Ranch is bad for the stash.
Right.
But maybe Dallas and Houston.
But not
the same as it would be, you know, in, I don't know, Baton Rouge.
No.
Right.
Or, you know, somewhere really south.
No, not a chance. Not a chance.
But, I mean, really, what do you have to see in yourself if you go, all right, I got to get to Burger King today. I'm going to get that cup of ranch to go with my combo meal.
Right.
I mean, that's a That's a look in the mirror, right?
For sure.
100%.
Just call it a day at that point. It's a wrap. And God forbid you're in the car and you're dipping and you catch yourself in the mirror, the rear view mirror, eating that, you're just going to want to drive off a cliff. End it. I'm going to just end it right here. This is the last.
If you have 8 ounces of ranch in the car and there's no lid on it, then right then you need to drive to the nearest mental hospital.
Yeah.
It's a red flag.
And get some help.
Alone sure. in.
I mean, if you're using a cup of ranch behind the wheel.
Ranch and wheel.
I mean, and that's coming from a great big fat person. You know, I'm not some, you know, judgmental workout freak or anything.
Just because you're fat doesn't make you have no taste.
Right.
It's just because you're fat doesn't mean you're crazy.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you got deeper rooted issues, you know, if you're driving around with an exposed 8 ounces of ranch in your car.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
So Now Trending sponsored by No More Last Days. You can learn more at tjriggins.com/last days. So they're trying to help save dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. And for the next couple months, they're going to be supporting a great organization called Empowering Paws out of Calabash, North Carolina. So these are great people. Go visit them in person at the Renaissance Festival every weekend through the end of November. They're called No More Last Days, and they're doing really good work. So tjriggins.com/last days. I want to get your opinion on this. Heidi Klum is 51 years old. She stars in a new lingerie ad for a company called Intimissimi. It's an Italian lingerie clothing company that sells lingerie. Yeah. In the ads, she's with her 20-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm. Haven't they done stuff like this before? Like maybe, I don't know, but they've done like this, yeah.
And people are saying it's weird. The daughter's 20. Heidi Klum is 51. Number one, they look incredible.
Incredible.
They're both models, obviously. Mm-hmm. But is it weird to be posing with your daughter in lingerie on social media?
It is.
I mean, I would never do that.
But. It's weird to even be lounging where nobody's taking pictures of you with your daughter in lingerie.
Mm-hmm. Even it's casually.
Weird. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
But if I look that good, I'm questioning everything.
That was going to be my question. Does it matter that they are so beautiful? I mean, can you get away
absolutely.
With a bit more?
No.
No,
you can't. No, okay. It's weird. It's freakish.
Yeah.
And Heidi Klum's got issues anyway. I've always said that.
Mm-hmm. Heidi Klum.
I mean, and a lot of it gets covered up because she's pretty.
Yeah.
She's so pretty.
I mean, she's weird. And she did that seal wrong. Yeah, I'll never forgive her for that. I love Seal.
That's love Seal. Mm-hmm. And speaking of, two pandas back in America, landing in Alaska from China. They are 3-year-old pandas named Bao Li and Qing Bao, and they're going to the Washington National Zoo. So they are perfect, and they're adorable. And, they're back on American soil, but they are not the most important pandas in the country. The most important panda in the country is 1 foot to my left right now.
No
I'm
way.
Show you the most important panda in America. He's about 37 years old.
Oh, it's Pan Pan.
And his name is Pan Pan.
He is so cute.
He's how old?
And 37.
He looks very well maintained.
He looks great for his age.
He looks great for his age. And guess what? He still smells like him.
I picked him up this morning.
It's pizza rolls and Capri Sun. It's like, that's what it smells like. We got more coming up now.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So we've got two parents in the room with us. TJ and Lindsay both have kids. TJ's children are adults now. Lindsay's got kids that are still babies. And maybe you can both answer this question. Is there one thing that stands out that you regret letting your kids watch, whether it's a movie or a television show, and you're like, you know what, for whatever reason, like maybe that was a mistake. Is there anything like that for you?
Not for me, because I was on top of it so much.
You did watch.
And it wasn't that I didn't, that, you know, because they did watch things that were a little bit, you know, more than I think what most kids would watch. But, you know, it was important for me that they develop a sense of humor, a sophisticated sense of humor.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of things that they weren't allowed to watch, not just because it was dirty or whatever. It's because it sent the wrong message.
I got you.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm. So, but it was also about what you want them to watch,
right?
To make sure they develop the skills that you found important.
Exactly.
And Lindsay, is there anything like that for you that you regret letting them watch?
Still to this day, I don't know how this came up, but Delilah one day saw something. This girl was playing with slime. You know, on YouTube, people do that. Now she's obsessed. She goes, let's watch slime. And I'm like, Kyle will walk by the TV and be like, this is weird. This is creepy. Turn this off. And I'm like, she loves it.
You're
like,
just watching people
play with slime. And it's like the sounds is ASMR, whatever you say, the ASMR or whatever. It is weird.
Cause you have to, watch it as well.
Well, and it's like corrupt and they're like, what do you do? It's weird. We didn't watch stuff like that.
I convinced my mom, to let me watch The Exorcist when I was maybe 7. And I still think it's the scariest movie I've ever seen. I don't know what she was thinking. That movie still is crazy violent and disturbing and not something a kid should watch.
She's like, sure, sweetie.
Yeah, she was like, popcorn? Oh, yeah, there's a priest in it. It must be good. Yeah. It's a priest. how old were you when you saw your first scary Halloween movie, and did it traumatize you? At TJ Riggins Show on Facebook. There's a lot of people answering. Somebody watched Cujo at 5.
Oh, my God.
You know, the crazy dog that was killing everybody. Friday the 13th at age 6.
I remember watching Jaws when I was really little. I mean, maybe that's not scary, but it terrified me.
Oh, yeah, that is scary.
I mean, now we look at it and it's like, okay.
And you're afraid to go in the ocean.
Yeah.
Now. That's why you pee in ankle-deep water.
Carol Gladden, why have you let me do
that? That's right. That's why you can't swim.
So you got to be careful about what you're watching. At TJ Riggins Show, if you have a great one to add to the list.
Radio show, podcast, get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. Quick update. If you haven't noticed, Lindsay on the show. Lindsay used to be on our show a long time ago. 8 years ago was the last she was on our show. And then she went off to start a family and all, and now she's back. And were you ever a cheerleader in like middle school or high school? Or are you always just dance line?
A cheerleader.
You were a cheerleader.
Our high school didn't have a dance team, so that's what.
And then in college, you were on the dance team.
Right.
And then in the NBA, a dance team. Yeah. Now, when you were in middle school, if you had been told by your cheerleading coach not to do a certain cheer, but y'all did it anyway, what would she do? Would she punish y'all? You would get in trouble, you think?
Yeah. I mean, I would say, yeah.
Okay. Would she have made you do bear crawls and crab walks on concrete that was 125 degrees?
No.
Well, no. There is a middle school in Lubbock, Texas, where parents are all upset because they say that their eighth grade daughters were punished by the cheerleading coach making them do that, and some of them have first and second degree burns on their hands.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
yeah.
Part of me was like, okay, well, that's, you know, it's part of coaching, but that's bad.
But I didn't even know that cheerleaders had to do bear crawls for punishment stuff. Did y'all ever have to do anything?
I mean,
like
we
that?
Had to run stadiums. I do remember that in college. I mean, that's high school, middle school. Middle school, right?
Yeah, this
that's
is middle,
no, that's aggressive.
But it's Texas where cheerleading and football are everything.
It's life, yeah. So they're training them.
Yeah, but the parents are not happy, as you can imagine.
Second degree burns, that's no good.
Yeah.
Punishing the kids, okay, fine. Bear crawls on the regular floor, fine, but that's aggressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever seen a girl doing a bear crawl.
Explain to me what that is.
It's not attractive.
What is it?
It's where you're on your hands and your feet, not your knees, but your feet, you're just bent over and crawling like a bear. But not on your knees. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like a bear walk.
And the crab, you said crab walk, so that's
it's going backwards.
Backwards,
Oh, backwards. Like this. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like a crab.
Mm-hmm.
That walk backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they both look so silly.
Yeah.
Especially, you just look stupid.
Especially when adults do it, which brings us to Oh, wait, look, we're out of time. Oh. I was going to do it for you, but we just ran out of time.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
My name is TJ, and I have pretty much made a rule for myself over the past few years to where I am not going back to New York.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going back to New York. It's too dangerous. It's too evil. It's just a a cesspool, crime and it's just gross. Man, I have friends whose daughter. I have two sets of friends that don't even really. I mean, they're not friends, but they're friends of ours, and their daughters live in New York. They're young, live in New York.
What a thrill!
Oh my God,
scared. I'd be scared.
I would too. I wouldn't allow it. I would do something to block it.
You would?
But one of the couples, the guy is from New York.
Oh, okay.
But he's got sense enough not to live there. Duh.
Right.
But anyway, I would feel like this lady who lives in New York, who was up on the internets.
Normally, I love living in New York. Today's one of those days I really don't. I've been walking home like this because Pilates didn't fix it today. And some girl looks at me and goes, you looking at Like, cannot a girl not cry over losing a dog? Like, which I don't like it here today.
Now, where did the dog park come in her original thing? Said she was walking like this because Pilates didn't fix it today?
Fix it.
What does that mean?
Didn't. All of your problems.
Yeah,
I just need Pilates to
fix her attitude. Okay.
Didn't fix anything.
And so she's crying, and somebody looks at her and says, what the blank are you looking at blank?
Which I believe.
Yeah.
I believe that
she's like, a girl can't lose a dog and cry. You know.
So she lost her dog.
She's probably crying, walking down the street, and having to make eye contact with somebody. And if you've ever been in New York, that's a major no-no, apparently. And somebody cussed her out. That sucks.
That sucks, but...
She ought to know better than to live there.
Right. I mean, you know where you live.
Uh-huh.
I would not... I know I would not thrive in New York. Like, I would be stomped on and... I'm not the type to live in New York. So you know that going into
it,
right?
Yeah. And I'm not the type anymore to even go there for any reason.
Yeah. Really?
And I used to like going...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Not anymore.
It's a shame.
Mm-mm. That's why I haven't been able to get that multi-million-dollar contract. Because it's got to happen in New York.
Yep.
No way.
Nope.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.